We're live in Studio 1A here at KUTX 98.9. Matt Riley here with, do we have any concert club members in here? Well, thanks y'all for being here. And let's give a big welcome to our guest, Stephen Malcolmus.
Thank you.
He's here in town to play.
So much.
Yeah, you're here in town to play with the Jicks and playing at the Mohawk tonight. Sold out show. And very glad to have you. Let's hear a song and then we'll talk.
Okay. The song's called Shiggy.
Came from the underground. Throw me right back where I belong. I got no time for this. Whenever, forever. Eyes, you got the blind opinions. You seen them walking so damn tall. I'd like to be your best friend whenever, forever. Right. Don't speak your dumb wisdom. I'm not so easily confused. I've been the runaround. Sorry. It's taken forever. You seen the sticks are talking. You got the fine imagination. Of all the minor slaves, it's taken forever. Nobody sees you. Nobody cares. It's part of the reason. Part of the dare.
Stephen Malcolmus, live on KUTX 98.9. We're here in Studio 1A. The new album is called Sparkle Hard, and that was Shiggy. And this, what's interesting about this new record is the different styles that you're mixing up here. So were you listening to anything in particular where you said, oh, I need to borrow from that?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's just over a process of elimination and a process of time passing, and it's all process, apparently. Just picking out the ones that, you know, we still kind of try to make a 40-minute thing instead of a couple of 5-minute things that people listen to at the top of their playlist. So that's why I think that happens, to try and, like, peaks and valleys.
So you're making a story versus just a bunch of
collection of short stories that has an overall vibe to it. So yeah, you don't want to jump around too much when you say one. I think if you're, you know, you could be completely stylistically jumping around, but you want the whole thing to have a feel to it. You know, so it's a middle ground between eclectic and related, interrelated.
Mm-hmm. And so we have a podcast here called This Song, where artists talk about a song that made them do what they do. Mm-hmm. Is there a
specific song?
Yeah. Is there a song that you could trace back where you heard it and you thought, I want to be a musician?
Where I was actually, I mean, we all are music appreciators if we're here today.
We call them nerds.
I was one too, yeah. I was just an average fan. And then I started picking up the guitar like as a hobby. I would have been fine with it being a hobby and just picking in the basement for nobody. But I guess the punk rock scene of my generation was very inclusive. And it's the same for younger people today. But I think that the punk was the first time where it really went to the suburbs and you could start a band and like play a show in your local town, which continues to this day. I mean, I don't know if it was as much in the 70s and 60s.
But was there a punk song that jumped
out? Oh, songs. I was young. Dead Kennedys, you know, Holiday in Cambodia. These kind of joke punk style appealed to, you know, my juvenile skateboarder brain. And some political commentary and pretty clever, smart guys. Very funny name for the band, if a little grim, but
so
that's one.
What I also find interesting too is you have this love of punk as a kid, but also you're a Dead fan.
I'm a Dead fan, yeah. I'm you know, there was a time, this also relates to the 80s, early 80s, when I was in high school and the Grateful Dead came up. In our generation, like the only Deadheads I knew, there was no Deadheads at my entire college in high school. We were into Def Leppard or Latino music I didn't know because there was a lot of Hispanic people. But Grateful Dead was like an intellectual band. There was like this really smart guy that liked them in the punk scene. And, you know, I always respect intelligent people like most. I react to that signal. And he liked them. And I was like, okay, maybe I could like them. And so there was a punk Dead crossover at that time.
Which we don't hear about enough.
Not so much. I mean, this band, Black Flag, Greg Ginn's famous for liking the Grateful Dead. And, you know, that was kind of a WTF moment for me when I knew that the Black Flag guitarist liked the Grateful Dead. And yeah, so you can go back and listen to those records, and they don't sound so good to a kid that's raised on pop radio and Devo and stuff. It, you know, it sounds just so boring.
Well, ironically,
but once you get older,
ironically, the Disco Dead stuff might actually be more appealing to
that's
kids
true.
Today. Like but the Go to Heaven, the white suit, yeah. Grateful Dead stuff.
I know, but it's not as good at all as the real disco. So
that's true. That's true.
It's good in context so of that the Grateful Dead tried it. A lot of things are contextual that way. You know, they're good in relation to, you know, what you know about them.
Yeah.
But as you know, if you played that to a disco fan, they would just be like, "I'm not gonna dance to that." There's a lot better jams.
Right. Exactly.
Marauder or something.
So in my job, you know, I get the question a lot. Oh, what new music are you listening to? And often I don't really have an answer. Because what I'm very interested in is often going back to the source material. Mm-hmm. So, and people say, "What new music are you listening to?" And I'm like, "Black Sabbath 4."
It's new to you, you mean?
Right. You
never
know,
heard it?
Right. I mean, because I missed it as a mm-hmm. kid. So, is there anything that you have a greater appreciation for now that you didn't have
from
as
the
a,
past?
Yeah.
Well, the Grateful Dead would be one of them.
But somebody that you just missed and all of a sudden is like, you know, as an adult, as a parent, you're like, oh, wow.
There's a lot of things I have potential that way. I'm trying on this tour, listening to Cat Stevens. I didn't, except for the hits, I don't know much about him. That's one. Like, I'll just say that and we can move on.
That's fine.
Cat Stevens.
There you go. Thank you for the clear answer. Stephen Malcolmus is here in Studio 1A. Let's hear another song.
Blame stops until you do. Blame stops until you do. Do your major duty and crawl right back again. Time gets to me and I wonder how simplified. You know you shouldn't be winning. Time will wait for you to grow. Crush me back to where I belong and hold me down there, anchor strong. Fill me up till I overflow in the winter time, in the winter time when it gets down to it. You wanted to. Arms never get on top. You heed that notion and you'll drop. I will not be one of the watchers. I will not disappear. Time gets to me and I. The heir apparent just might try. Shouldn't be blushing to you, Robitussin. And a scum I won't deny. May you be messed up the day you die and be successful in all your lies in the winter time. In the winter time, when it gets down to it, you want it to. Do you think you got the nerve? It doesn't take much nerve to kiss yourself metaphorically. Open the door and kiss if you need to. Gonna get it when it's hot. Come and get it, ready or not. If it's in your grips, it's your feminine trip. Revel in the rubber pavilion. You're captured in a mason jar. Will you be my whispered unnamed star in a galaxy so far, far, far from the winter time, from the winter time, from the winter time, wandering through.
That's Middle America from Stephen Malcolmus. C and the Jicks playing a sold-out show tonight at the Mohawk. And Soccer Mommy, great artist opening that show. So if you're going to the show, make sure to get there early. Check out Soccer Mommy. You've heard her a bunch here also on the radio station. And the latest album is Sparkle Hard. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know,
sir.
We're here all day.
And sirresses.
And thanks to our concert club. Thanks, y'all, for being here. And you guys, benefits of membership, you get to hang out and check out another song here from Stephen Malcolmus. And today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove and Will Clark. Our multimedia Woo! Crew today is led by Julie Reese and Jorge Sanhueza Lyon. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. We're going to send it back to the studio right now with Robert Plant. Thank you.